You look beautiful in your yellow sundress. Nothing underneath. No clothing, at least. Inside you are two vibrators. One, a long thin plug for your ass. The other, a large vibrator that completely fills your cunt, pressing against every part of you. At the base, a small, round, curved extension presses directly against your clit. A thin black strap wraps around your waist, over your hips, securing it deep inside you. Each step you take reminds you of how you are filled for me. Plugged. We enter the front doors of the museum together, holding hands. You look at me, saying nothing, just biting your lip and blushing slightly. I smile back at you as we approach the front desk. I show them my membership card, and we walk past security and continue to walk towards the exhibits. I let go of your hand, and I watch you. Your nervousness, your discomfort. You look back at me, and I can see a blend of shame and arousal. In your hand, you hold your phone. You place the earbuds in your ears and look around at the various signs, and then back down at the map you picked up at the entrance. Each exhibit has an audio feature. But I've planned something different for you today. Your tour won't be like anyone else's. I take my phone out as well. I tap my finger on the first button. That's your signal. The vibrator in your ass comes alive and begins to buzz gently, coupled with a matching tingle in the one pressing on your clit. I watch as you jump, startled by the sensation. Your eyes dart around nervously, wondering if anyone can hear. With the earbuds in, you can't be sure. But the vibrators are silent. It is a secret the two of us share. Even surrounded by dozens of people, we are alone with each other. Entering our own private world. You press the first button and hear my voice in your head, giving you your first assignment. Degas, 1895. After the bath. I watch as you fumble with the map, trying to figure out where you are and where you need to go. I add a third sensation, turning on the larger vibrator inside you, and set it to pulse, sending gentle waves of pleasure through you. I watch you react, and I smile. As you begin to walk, I follow you, keeping my distance. Even though I'm surrounded by hundreds of pieces of art, I am oblivious to them. Today, you are going to be my work of art. My masterpiece. I follow you into the West Pavilion and smile as you approach the painting. Standing in front of it, you press the button on your phone, my voice filling your ears. Degas was known for painting pictures of beautiful women in awkward poses. When I look at this painting, I think of you, of posing you, of exposing you, of making you my toy, my object, my work of art. I increase the sensations in your pussy and ass. No longer a constant, gentle buzz. Now, the sensations come in waves. Some short and gentle. Others longer and more intense. I want to make you feel my control over you. I want you to imagine yourself as that girl, just out of the bath, naked, exposed, her legs spread wide, inviting my touch, my teasing, my fingers. My tongue. I want you to feel me now, inside you, teasing you, tasting you, tormenting you. In many ways, you are that girl for me. Beautiful, yet awkward and exposed. Vulnerable, but cared for. An image of one of life's moments. I slowly increase the sensations, no longer sending them in waves. Now I am letting them build inside you. You look around anxiously, wondering if anyone can hear. The buzzing and vibrations inside you are no longer just in your ass and cunt. You can feel them everywhere. You look down and notice your nipples are hard, poking into your cotton sundress. No one seems to be taking any notice. And you follow my instructions to look at the art. Closer now. Take in the colours. The brush strokes. Admire it. Embody it. Let yourself be that girl for a moment. I can see your legs trembling a bit, and I decrease the vibration back to just a slow tingle. I know your body well enough to play you like an instrument. I let you calm yourself while you take in the art. And once you feel a sense of calm return, you hit the button again. And my voice returns to your ears. Matisse, The Blue Nude, 2, 1952. I decide to have a bit of fun. Teasing you more with the vibrators, setting them to cycle from your ass to your cunt to your clit, gradually growing stronger and stronger, peaking, and then starting over again. I watch as you close your eyes and squirm, losing your place on the map, fumbling. It's adorable. Once you find your way, I return the vibrators to their earlier state. Just a gentle tingle while you walk. Your skin is flushed, and I can tell you're sweating a bit. You approach the painting as directed, and press play. Like you, she is beautiful, elegant, graceful. The painting captures her curves and the outline of her shape. And like Matisse, I love to pose you, to watch you. Slowly, I increase the sensations inside you. I see you squirm, adjusting yourself a bit, slowly rocking back and forth from foot to foot. As the vibrators do their job, arousing you. When I tie you, when I wrap you tightly in my ropes and step away, this is how I see you. Something to admire. Beauty. Just as he has captured her, I capture you. Her beauty appears so effortless, just as yours is. He has captured something sublime, a moment shared between artist and subject that mirrors what we share together too. I stop the vibrators in your arse and cunt and focus now just on your clit. Teasing it slowly, gradually building the sensation. At first, you close your eyes, but then you remember. You are supposed to look at the art, and I smile as I watch you obey. I know from your reactions, subtle as they are, how close you are to coming. And just before you do, I slow the vibrations, denying you the release you're starting to desperately need. You press the button again. Picasso, Femme, 1931. I watch you inhale. I know you hate Picasso, but I also know you haven't seen him through my eyes. His etchings and line drawings have captured the very essence of the feminine form. It is how I see you, and how I hope you can learn to see yourself. As you approach, you tilt your head. I can tell you're surprised. It isn't what you expect. My voice speaks to you again. In four lines, Picasso has captured everything I see in you. Pure. Classic. Sensual. Erotic. The vibrations grow inside you again, gentle and sensual, like the art in front of you. I watch, seeing your hunger grow. No edging this time, just a gentle teasing. I want you hungry for what's to come. I want you to feel the need grow, the desire. Every part of you now tingling, every nerve aware. My voice returns, and I tell you, I want you to see the beauty in the art, but also the beauty in yourself. The etching is not just a work of art. It is also a mirror, reflecting back to you the beauty I see in you each and every day. I can tell you're relaxed now, calmer, ready. You press the last button. Monet, Bridge Over a Pond of Water Lilies, 1899. You don't need to look at the map this time. You know exactly where to go. Monet is one of your favourite artists. Mine too. And as you approach, you see not just one, but three of Monet's works side by side. You press play, and my voice continues. Before you came into my life, I was lost. I lived in a world of sharp lines, dull colours, and I was unable to look away. There was no beauty, no kindness, no love. Where I came from, those things were an impossibility. It was a matter of survival. And now, I want you to stand here before this painting and take in the joy and the beauty of these works, knowing that Monet, perhaps more than any other artist, was capable of changing how we saw the world. And I want you to know something else, too. You are my Monet. You showed me a different world, one of gentle contours, softness and light, and above all, a world of beauty. You saved my life. You gave it meaning and purpose. You are priceless. You are my treasure. And like all art, you inspire me to be the best person I can be. Each and every day, my muse, my inspiration, my love. I watch as you tremble and convulse to my words, an orgasm overtaking you. You hide it well enough that no one else can see. But I can. I know. I see a tear run down your cheek, because in that moment, you know honestly, truly, and deeply that you are my everything. In that moment, standing among all these amazing works of art, we both realize that what we have together is truly our masterpiece.